Track 10. Now to the Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
New head for Norfolk Wildlife Trust. The new chief executive of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust said he's hugely honoured and excited to lead the nature organisation at an important time in its history. Elliot Lyon has been appointed by the trustees and will begin his new role later this month after leaving his current position as Director of Operations at Essex Wildlife Trust. He said, "As the pioneer wildlife trust and approaching its centenary, Norfolk Wildlife Trust is exceptionally placed to build on the incredible work achieved to date and to be at the forefront of a new era of local action for wildlife, ensuring nature's recovery. I'm hugely honoured and excited to be given the opportunity to be their new chief executive at such an important time in its history. My first experience of the Wildlife Trust movement was at the Forest School sessions with my daughter. Seeing the natural world through her eyes has brought a different perspective for me. I'm determined that our incredible diversity of wildlife is protected and enhanced for the wonder of future generations and their children, regardless of background." Alice Liddell, who chairs the NWT Board of Trustees, said, "He impressed the selection panel by his fit with our aspirations and is the very best person to lead Norfolk Wildlife Trust through to our centenary in 2026 and beyond." Prior to this, Elliot worked in senior leadership roles for local, national and international charities such as the Royal National Institute of Blind People, the RNIB, Scope, Greenpeace and Amnesty International.
All aboard Maud's new boat. The Wherry Maud Trust campaign to raise money for a support boat for Maud has been successfully raising £10,500 to buy a smart new tender. The final £2,000 came from two grants of £1,000 each from Love the Broads and the Lady Hind Trust. The next challenges for the Trust will be Maud's major maintenance this month and a drive for new members who have the chance to sail on this lovely living relic of Norfolk Broad heritage. So find out more at wherrymaudtrust.org.
Best beach for your pooch. We get a shedload of daft PR emails here at Norfolk Magazine HQ and 99.7% end up in the digital bin. However, every now and again we'll pick on one that's nice to Norfolk, so we're happy to share the news that, pause for fanfare, Holcombe Beach is one of the top six beaches in the country for dogs, according to Holiday Let's firm Canine Cottages. Actually, a typo in the email put all six beaches at number one spot, so it could be that Holcombe is the best, although somewhere called Rosselli Beach in Wales is apparently top, so long as you don't mind the fact that it'll almost certainly be raining.
Let there be light again. The very pretty Love Light Norwich Festival is making a return in February 2022, when the city will host beautiful and unique international, national and local artworks. In 2020, over 15,000 people wrapped up warm to enjoy Norwich at night. Sound artist Piff Paff will also be exhibiting the Celestial Sound Cloud. Inspired by galaxies far away, the installation is suspended in mid-air, creating a space dance for audiences beneath, which in turn creates unique music and light sequences. lovelightnorwich.co.uk.
Everyday Kindnesses. Every day this month, the team at Norfolk-based internet marketers LY Copywriting will be doing something kind for local people and places that deserve a helping hand. From donating doggy treats to a rehoming shelter, to donning gloves and joining a local litter pick, buying a bunch of retro sweets to help take elderly care home residents on a trip down memory lane, and donating vital supplies to a local domestic abuse charity. In a nutshell, 30 acts of kindness in the community every day for 30 days. Lauren Yaxley, the founder of the business, is asking local businesses to support the campaign by donating £25 or more. A £25 gift can buy enough tea bags for 1,000 cups of tea for Norwich's homeless community, help tackle period poverty by donating over 500 sanitary products, or provide an hour of phone line crisis support for a domestic violence charity. More about this at lycopywriting.co.uk.